The U.S. Federal Reserve is likely to discuss making its biggest interest rate increase since 1994 when policymakers meet later this week. South Korea's top diplomat said Monday that North Korea has completed preparations for a new nuclear test. South Korean Foreign Minister Park Jin made the claim after talks with U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Washington. At a joint news conference, Blinken said Pyongyang should refrain from conducting another nuclear test.
A nuclear test would be dangerous. It would be deeply destabilizing to the region. It would blatantly violate international law, as set out in multiple United Nations Security Council resolutions.
Both Park and Blinken stressed the door remains open to North Korea for negotiations without any preconditions. But Blinken said the U.S. and South Korea, as well as Japan, could adjust their military postures in response. U.S.-based entertainment giant Walt Disney has been unable to obtain permission to show his new Pixar movie Lightyear in 14 Middle Eastern and Asian countries, a source said Monday. The animated film depicts a same-sex couple who share a brief kiss, which prompted the United Arab Emirates to ban the film. The UAE said the couple's relationship violated the country's media content standards. Homosexuality is considered criminal in many Middle Eastern countries. Rolling Stones singer Mick Jagger has COVID-19. AP Music correspondent Margie Zawaleta has more.
Fans had already started showing up for the Rolling Stones concert in Amsterdam when the band canceled just hours before showtime. Mick Jagger tested positive for COVID-19 after experiencing symptoms upon arrival, according to the band. There were no more details about his condition. The Rolling Stones will reschedule the show. Their next scheduled concert is in Bern, Switzerland on Friday. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green for VOA News.